This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It was a weekend Michigan fans will be buzzing about for a long, long, long time. The young Wolverines battling their way past Kansas, then demolishing favored Florida, and making it to the Final Four for the first time since the Fab Five era. Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon joins us now. And I notice there's a grin from ear to ear here, John.
Trying to suppress it. I'm a hard-hitting investigative journalist, of course, but it's in the air. You cannot ignore this.
So how surprised were you really and truly and honestly that Michigan made it to the Final Four?
Here's how surprised. I know a lot of those guys. I know the head coach very well. Yeah. I'm a two-time Michigan alum. I don't have them in my Final Four bracket. I must confess, Cindy. So
your bracket is blown to smithereens.
It is confetti.
And you're happy, actually, that it has been blown to smithereens in
because,
that respect.
Because, I'll tell you why, and friends of mine like Jim Cardi at the Ann Arbor News, formerly, and other friends, if you're around John Beilein and this team very long, mm-hmm. it is arguably one of the most likable teams I have ever encountered.
How so?
They're from good families. They are serious young men. They go to class. The ones who don't go to NBA will graduate on time. So it is a young team, surprisingly mature for a young team. They don't hot dog. They never embarrass the university. They're unbelievably selfless with their passing. And, of course, that's all run by Trey Burke.
In fact, I want to talk about that one, Trey Burke and Mitch McGarry. And let's talk about that Kansas game, because that was the white knuckle ride for Michigan fans to see that happen. And what do you want to say about Mitch McGarry? Because this was, only his sixth game as a starter, and he really kept them in the game that first half while Trey Burke was kind of struggling.
This is a big kid who in high school in Pennsylvania never lifted weights. This is not what they do nowadays. Mm-hmm. So a bit corn-fed, a bit unused to this kind of program. But the last month, he came on in a big way, and he has been the difference. Trey Burke has been great the whole season.
Yes.
He is probably going to be the player of the year in the nation.
That's what I wanted to ask you, too. You think so?
And this is going to help.
Yeah. Didn't hurt his cause at all, did it?
I don't think so. But they still struggled on the stretch. They were 6-for-6 their last 12 games, mm-hmm. which in the Big Ten gets you third place.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference in the tournament has been Mitch McGarry rebounding like crazy, big kid with a mouth guard in there who's going nuts on the boards, and he has been the difference as far as their stretch run. That said, they're still down by 8 points with 2.5 minutes left against Kansas. This will go down as one of the great comebacks in the tournament history.
Period.
Not just Michigan, but in the tournament. It is already that can be that big.
Well, it's the kind of a thing where even someone who is not really a fan, maybe me, was watching and just going, wow, that was amazing. So anyway,
you
can appreciate it. It does. Let me ask you this, John. How would you characterize this team in the annals of Michigan basketball history?
Well, first of all, they're the first Michigan basketball team to get to the Final Four in exactly 20 years, 1993.
Yeah.
But that team is the Fab Five, and all those banners are now stored in a library.
Sadly, because of the whole booster scandal.
Exactly,
yes.
Right. Ed Martin and all that.
Yeah.
Now, Bill Martin, Ed Martin, be clear
right.
about that.
Yes, Ed Martin.
So you have to go back to 1989 when they won the tournament to have a moment like this that the fans can truly be proud of with no misgivings whatsoever.
No strings attached.
And they're not done either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very likable bunch. It's the first time back in a long time. John Beilein, this older coach, in his third year at Michigan, he went 15-17, and there were fans asking for his head. Now, granted, this is Michigan where patience is not a strong suit. Let's say that right now. But here he is with this fantastic team that everyone seems to really like. Clearly, Michigan fans like them.
Yeah.
But I have been noticing that the national press is glomming onto these guys more than the other Final Four teams.
That's interesting.
It's a very likable bunch.
Well, now they're going to face Syracuse, who kept Marquette to what, just 39 points in that East Regional Final. Is that the lowest score ever in a regional final? So the question is, what does Michigan need to do as they face Syracuse?
They need to beat them. It sounds simple, but what they're doing right now, keep doing what they're doing right now, and they'll have a very, very good chance. Syracuse is a very good team, and Jim Boeheim has already won a national title. He's a legend. But he's currently being investigated by the NCAA. If you want to go set up good versus evil, it's not quite that black and white, but in Michigan people's eyes, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I've heard that expressed through the weekend about
the
Syracuse program, good versus evil, whatever. But your feeling, do you have a prediction?
I'm pretty confident Michigan would get past Syracuse. The way they're playing right now, they're hot, they're feeling their oats. They blew out a very good Florida team.
Mm-hmm. Blew them out.
20-point lead throughout. I saw a lot of things happen in that game. I did not ever envision a blowout like that. And Billy Donovan, the Florida coach, to his credit, who's won a national title, said, look, flat out the better team won, and it was Michigan. And that was the story of that game. I think they're going to beat Syracuse In the finals, they would probably have, almost certainly have, Rick Pitino and the Louisville Cardinals. That man is as good a coach as there is in college basketball. So that game, they'll still be the underdogs in that game if they get that far.
So it has been quite a March Madness ride, hasn't it?
It's a likable bunch of guys. They're the kids next door is what it feels like. And I think that is what the nation is now picking up on.
John Eubanks, always good to talk with you and talk in sports.
Likewise.
John Eubanks is sports commentator for Michigan Radio.